He is true and he believes he is right, because his shirt is black but his skin is white. That he can determine how the game is to be played. Convinced for his goals he must fight. He has the duty and the task to decide who has to go back and who can stay. All people of supposedly lower worth he hates. Botched creations are not to tolerate. He wants strangers to go to hell. The solution is quickly found, to which like-minded guys are bound. Who is welcome and who's to be expelled? Doesn't try to hide without questioning, quite provocative and trite. He proclaims he's fighting for the public weal, with boots bald-headed and heavily armed, by his own idea convinced and charmed. He marches his intentions unconcealed. Quite a few of these simple jaded souls, they think they are playing very important roles, but they are not able or willing to reflect. They don't overlook the consequence of their goals, what it means and what it can lead to as a whole. Freedom and peace will be attacked. Human mind produces such ideas, acting with violence, degradation and fears, that raise people to scorn and hate. They don't want to see what history has taught, how much hardship, misery the Nazi era brought. But they don't mind, they sharpen their blades. They always tend to deny, misuse the past. They forget the shadows the Third Empire had cast. How many more atrocities still will be done before blind madness is replaced by common sense? Before basement hatred are changed by tolerance? Before human contempt will be gone?